Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Is it possible to find healing, forgiveness for those deep wounds in your life? What about your father wounds? What is a father wound? Well, a good friend, a man of God, an author, a leader, this guy has been a mentor to so many people. He's been a father figure to so many. He's on with us right now. His name is Bob Record. Bob, this new book, man, I'm pumped. I'm holding a copy in my hand right now. Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds, Hope for Healing and Preventing Infections Caused by Relational Wounds. This thing is really striking a chord, brother. Thank you for writing this, and thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's an honor, and thank you, and I agree. It's a huge need in our culture.
You know, Mother's Day, the cards pour in, and it's the number one day of mailing the whole year. Father's Day, not so many cards come out. It's, in fact, someone said it's the lowest mail day in the whole prison system in America and likely in the world because of these deep father's wounds. Now, tell us, what led you to write this book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds? Bob Record, whenever whenever you're one of those guys so full of wisdom, whenever I'm with you and or whenever you write a book, like you're one of those guys that when you speak, people listen because God's just you're dripping with wisdom, and you've been such an impact on my life and my dad and our family's life, and so many amazing, you know, Christian organizations have impacted by you. So why this book? Why this book now?
Oh, thanks so much, Stu. Well, a number of years ago, I had a radio program myself called Strength for Living, and I was interviewing a guy by the name of Dr. David Skroup, and he started talking about father wounds and how fathers so often unintentionally wound their children. They're never healed, and then that gets carried into their own adult lives when the children grow up. And my wife was with me as I was interviewing him, and she said to me later, did you realize what was happening? As you were interviewing him and he was talking about it, your engineer was crying, your producer was crying, other guys in the room were shaking their head, yes.
Wow.
And I realized this is a big deal.
Yep.
And then I started thinking about my own wife, Stu, and I had a biological dad who was an alcoholic. I would later be adopted, and I had a very struggling and dysfunctional adopted dad, and I realized that I had father wounds. So I came to an understanding that a father wound often isn't intentional, but instead it's an emotional injury to the heart or the soul that's caused by what a dad, a stepdad, or a father figure, now listen to this, either did or did not do. In words, actions, or inactions as the child was growing up.
Goodness gracious, man. That's I'm not even sure how to respond to all that. You've got this book, Chapter 1, Father's Rock, Chapter 2, Wounded Warriors, Chapter 3, Taking a Personal Examination. It's almost like you wound the reader in a way to open up them, not in a bad way, but to open up their hearts so that you can offer the miracle of forgiveness, you know, chapter 9, and how you can really bring them to the feet and into the loving arms of the Heavenly Father and healing. But Bob Record, like so many listening, you watch these TV programs or these movies, and you just see the dad, this big, you know, strong dad, this big man, whether he's a World War II veteran, or whether he's a big man that works in the steel industry, whatever, or an athlete, and you see his little guy right there, and you're just sitting there, you know, with tears in your eyes saying, please tell the little guy you love him.
Right.
Quit smacking him around. Quit smacking his mom around. Quit throwing out these vindictives. Quit saying, you got a B. Where's the A? Just tell him you love him. Give him a daggum hug. What's the problem, sir? But there's also something broken in that dad. Can you take us into that? Take us into the trauma. Let's get real here.
Yeah. In the last 15 years, I've spoken to over 15,000 men in conferences and events. And I began to ask them a question. Here was the question. How many of you had a dad, stepdad, or a father figure who regularly and consistently told you they loved you unconditionally, they were proud of who you were, not just what you did, and they regularly were engaged in what was important to you.
Wow.
And when I would ask them to raise their hands, Stu, I had never had more than 25% at max, whether the crowd was 100 or 10,000, indicate that was what they experienced, which meant 75, 80% of guys were carrying wounds. And that has impacts, as I point out in the book. There are five major impacts that had real change agent issues in dads and granddads and stepdads' lives. The wars that have been fought since the beginning of the 20th century have had devastating impact on men, and they began to keep everything that they experienced and the horrors that they saw and watched cooped up inside themselves, and they, many of them wouldn't talk about it, and so they just internalized a lot of turmoil. Hard economic times, whether it was the recession of 2008 or all the way back to the depression of the late 20s, huge economic crisis that impacted dads with job security and finance issues. The Great Society that Lyndon Johnson put into effect, that was meant to and claimed to help everybody live well. And yet it actually gave financial incentives for people, especially in inner city, not to marry, that is, not to bring the dad into the home, and therefore increased exponentially the number of homes that didn't have a dad.
Wow.
And so there are so many impacts that have impacted the family, and as a result, that's been carried from generation to generation to generation. And often dads don't intend to carry this stuff, but they do, and it's sort of like stress. My wife, Cheryl, told me one time, she said, you know, you may not have stress, but boy, sometimes you are a carrier. And that's true with father wounds. When you receive them, and as you grow old, if they're not healed, if they're not dealt with, you inevitably take them into the adult relationships that you have in family, friends, et cetera. And that's why I call it ending the cycle of father wounds, because it becomes repetitive generationally.
Yeah. You can end it right now. Sir, why are you so angry at your kids all the time? Why can't you just pick them up and love them unconditionally? Well, because you're wounded. You're struggling. You got to face that. You got to get with God. You got to get a hold of His Word. You got to get a hold of a book like this that points you to His Word, by my buddy Bob Record, who wrote this book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. You got to get a hold of this word, this four-letter word that changes everything, hope. I love it. H-O-P-E, hope for healing and preventing infections caused by relational wounds, like anything. Some of us are so wounded that our wounds have become like a almost a malignant, deadly staph infection that's going to just take us to the grave if we're not careful. And dads are beating themselves up, and they want to do this, but they're stuck. Get us unstuck, will you, Bob? Give us some hope, will you, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There are great helps in the book. In fact, the third chapter is a self-assessment where the reader can just work through, and a friend of mine who's a phenomenal Christian counselor and therapist with over 35,000 hours of helping people deal with stuff, helped craft that assessment so that the reader can literally go through, and it is not an infallible tool, but it's a great, great helpful agent to say, do I or do I not have a father wound issue? And it just shows you, okay, if I do, then the rest of the book tells you, how do you assess it? How do you deal with it? And how do you get healing and forgiveness in it and begin to repair that relationship? If you are like me, I waited a long time. And that's sad because my adopted dad and my biological dad were both dead. By the time I had to deal with it, Sue. And then you ask the question, okay, so they're not there. Now what do I do? The book tells you. If dad can't be reached, if you don't know where he is, if he's dead, that's how you step into the situation and say, okay, it's not too late. I can still have hope for forgiveness here, because it's not so much for the dad that you need to get healing. It's for yourself that you need to get healing. Amen. And the book walks you through exactly how to do that. And it shows that, hey, this is a common issue in our culture in so many families. So don't feel weird. Don't feel strange. Don't feel like you're the only one. This is a big, big issue in a lot of families. But it's only changed by one person at a time saying, I realize this has impacted my life and I need a change. And so once that assessment is done, the rest of the book tells you, here's how to put pieces back together. Here's how to restore relationships. Here's how to experience and give forgiveness, because it is not forgiveness for the other person as much as it's forgiveness for you, the reader, that helps heal your life and helps you not pass it on to your own family, your own kids, your own grandkids. And if you're man enough to deal with it, your kids and grandkids will thank you for the rest of their life. And with Father's Day coming up, Stu, this is so, so relevant. And it can be found easily at Amazon.com. Simply just go to Amazon.com and go to the book section and put in Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. It'll take you right to it. And it's both in print edition and in digital Kindle edition, where you can digitally download it as well. Either format is available to anybody who wants it. And what a great time with Father's Day coming up to make this a gift of somebody you care about, somebody who's important in your life, maybe a dad, maybe yourself. Whatever is the best way that you think it can be used to benefit the life of another, and maybe several people, this could be a great game changer with a Father's Day coming up in the next few months.
That's tremendous. This book is called Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. What a perfect Father's Day gift. And we're going to make this our Father's Day podcast, and we've got to go on the broadcast, but Bob's going to hang around and tell us on the podcast. So be sure you download our Truth Talk Weekend podcast. He's going to tell us how God healed his father wound and his testimony there, and a little more fun, cool stuff with Bob Record, the author of this book. Find out about the book every place books are sold. Hope for the Healing and Preventing Infections Caused by Relational Wounds. Bless your father with this. Tell him, share this podcast with him. Download it. You know, this podcasting thing has gone crazy. We have tons of folks that download this and share it with a lot of people, and it's a great Father's Day gift, both this audio conversation with my good friend Bob Record and getting his book in the hands of fathers. Daughters should read this book. A mom should read this book to help you understand, goodness, I want to break the cycle. So my daddy never hugged me, never said, I love you, blah, 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 blah. God is going to bring healing and hope through that. And God is going to now use you to start to do a new thing in your life, bringing that healing. Bob, thank you for being on, man. What a blessing.
You bet, Stu. And thank you for the opportunity. And boy, you said a huge, important thing at the end. As I wrote this book, beginning primarily for men, having spoken to over 300,000 of them in the last 15 years, it became so obvious that so many needed it. I had women come out of the woodwork saying, hey, don't forget about us. We have father wounds too. And so I adjusted the whole text of the book to include both men and women. And you said a mouthful. It's not just a man thing. It's a woman issue as well, who had dads who either intentionally or most often unintentionally left wounds, and they've never been effectively solved, resolved, and restored and healed.
Wow. The book is Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. Pick it up. And Bob, hang on with me for a few minutes on the podcast. Okay. This is bonus coverage for those. And everyone, be sure you download this. And follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all the places on social media, Instagram. We are on there too, and because we're just sharing all these good messages there as well. And we've got this Truth app you can listen to as well. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program, of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, Click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors. He hung around, and he's a brave man to do it, and he's a brave man to step into the arena of father wounds and write this book. He's Bob Record. What a great man of God. Now, Bob, you wrote this book, but there's a lot of personal stuff in here about your life, too. Talk about your own father wound and how God brought healing to you. I mean, even families that look like they got it together, that look like, hey, everything's, this is the perfect family. They're in the family sedan, all dressed up, on their way to church. They're checking into lunch afterward and going through the, you know, prayer meeting, and they're just doing just fine. But there's deep, deep wounds, even in the church today with fathers. And those wounds can be exacerbated and can lead to some horrible things and to a whole culture of young people that have their identities been fractured, and they're struggling, they're hurt. Can you talk about your situation and parlay that into this book and how you want to help others? The book is Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds, and our special guest who wrote this wonderful book is Bob Record.
Well, you bet, Stu. You made me laugh when you were talking, and I was remembering being a pastor, and one Sunday I had gotten there early, and people were arriving, and I just was standing, for whatever reason, just getting some quiet time by some shrubbery out beside the church as people were driving in and parking. And I saw family after family driving in, obviously in pretty engaged arguments, or dads turning back to the back seats and telling his kids, be quiet, settle down, et cetera. And then they would get out and start walking toward the church. And I thought, I'll just have a little fun with this. Now, it'd been obvious that they had been at tension par excellence in the car. I would step out from the bush and say, good morning. And suddenly this incredible spiritual aura came over the family. And it was, oh, hi, Pastor. We are so excited about being at the church, and it's so good to see you. And I thought, what a dichotomy. They drove into the parking lot at war with each other.
Wow.
And now it's time to put on the game face.
Isn't that something?
Wow. Man, are we human or what?
How true. Wow. That is something.
For me, Stu, I was the third of three boys born into a home where the mom and dad had never finished high school. The dad was in the military. Mm. The mom was wonderfully sweet, kind, very well liked. The dad was an alcoholic. And as I was being carried, my mom's health began to break down, and doctors got concerned. They encouraged her to consider not carrying me to term, even though that was not a legal issue at that time because Roe versus Wade had not occurred yet. But still, there were ways of taking care of that kind of stuff in those days. And she was convinced that life was a gift of God, and that she wanted to carry me to term because only he could give life and only he should be able to take it. She bore me to term, but it cost her a lot because 11 months later she died.
Mm.
And that left an alcoholic dad with three boys under the age of four that he didn't know what to do with and wasn't fully sure that he wanted. And things went from bad to worse, and we got thrown from place to place and house to house, and he would throw us out to somebody to take care of us while he went and partied or did what he wanted to do, and then he'd get guilty and get us back, and it would go back and forth. When he couldn't get anybody to get us or take us from him for a while, there was always closets or cellar or whatever that he would leave us in. I was finally, after being thrown around, adopted by a couple, and you would think, wow, what a great ending. And I was thankful. They gave me so many things that I would never have had otherwise, like a good education, an opportunity to go to college, first in my family, of adopted family. But my dad had been an illegitimate child himself, and my adopted dad had been the result of a tryst of a 45-year-old businessman with a 15-year-old girl, and had been denied that he was the son of the father, and the young girl didn't know what to do with him, so she gave him to her mom and her alcoholic husband, and he was raised in a terrible situation and was in a gang by the time he was 15, stabbed in a knife fight by the time he was 16, and then he unbelievably met a young Christian girl who would become my adopted mom. They fell in love, eloped, and got married, and lost four kids of their own, three to miscarriage and one to stillbirth. And after all that tragedy, they heard about these three boys who didn't have a home and went and knocked on a door in a rundown part of town, in a Midwest town. And old gruff lady came and said, well, the two older ones are gone. A family already took them, but the brat's in the back. And if you want to go see him, go find him, and walked away. And they made their way through the rundown house and found me out in the backyard. And I was covered over 70% of my body by a severe impetigo, was really bad shape and smelled terribly. And yet they took me into their home and nursed me and cared for me and gave me a life that I will always be thankful for and love. But as good as that was, my dad still carried a lot of baggage between a war served in World War II, between having been raised very dysfunctionally and received father wounds of his own, and as a result, therefore carried him into our family. And therefore, I had wounds that came from both a biological dad and an adopted dad, and didn't want to admit that for a long, long time. And it was in my early 40s when I was finally sitting in a restaurant one day, and it wasn't many people in the restaurant. And Cheryl and I were just having a quiet dinner. And I don't know why, Stu, but some reason, just honestly, I began to get emotional and began to weep. And I'm not typically an emotional person, per se. And Cheryl said, are you okay? And I said, I think so. And it just kept happening. And she said, I'm not sure you are. And I said, I'm not sure I am either. Why don't we go home? And on the way home, it hit me that what was happening, for whatever reason, at that particular night, at that particular point, at that particular moment, a lot of stuff in my life that had come from wounds that had happened through the years had come to bear and had come to the surface that I had pressed down so much. And I knew I need to deal with these. And that's how it all came to a forefront for me.
Wow. So just that's, brother, that's a whole lot of stuff you just unpacked right there. And fast forward us to today, because here you are, a man of God going through all that, who is, you've been a father to so many, but you have written this book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. Tell us a little bit about how all of that leveraged into what you're doing now when you speak, and just yeah, the hearts that open up and how God's just pouring his grace through you.
Well, Stu, I've been able to speak to over 300,000 men in the last 15 years. And the thing that I saw over and over and over again is, regardless of what thing they would talk to me in the halls or in chance meetings or come seeking me out, whatever the issue was, marriage, relationships with kids, work, whatever the issues were, so often when we started pulling stuff away layer by layer, it got down to a father wound that had never been dealt with. And so I began to ask men, whether it was groups of 100 or 50 men, all the way to thousands of men, how many of you had a dad, a stepdad, or a father figure who regularly and consistently told you they loved you, and they meant unconditionally, they loved you, and you heard it regularly. They were proud of you for who you were, not just for how you performed, whether it be in grades or on the athletic field or whatever, and they worked to regularly be engaged with you in the things that were important to you as a child. And it stunned me that no more than 20 to 25% of guys ever were able to indicate, regardless of size of the crowd, that's the kind of dad, stepdad, or granddad that I grew up with. And I realized man, I'm not in this alone. A lot of guys are dealing with this. And there are a lot of wounds there. And I realized that wounds leave infections. And if they're not dealt with, they get worse and worse. And I was reminded in the journey that, just as an illustration, William McKinley was our 25th president, very successful in his first term, elected in sweeping majority to his second term. But he was at a world exposition, and a dissident got close to him. Nobody knew he was carrying a gun, and shot the president at close range. One bullet, unbelievably, was deflected by a button on the suit of William McKinley, but the other one went into his stomach. And they rushed him to a hospital. They probed and probed and searched for the other bullet. They could not find it. But as the days passed and they continued to search, Stu, they thought he was improving. What they didn't realize is unseen to them was something we today call gangrene. And 8 days later, while medical people thought McKinley was improving, he died. What that says is, I can, to your point as you started us out, we can look good on the outside. We can have all the signs of being a good family, great dad, et cetera, et cetera. And if we're not careful below the surface, even by unintentional wounds, there can be an infection that's taken place. And if it's not dealt with and healed with time, it can become really damaging.
Wow. So we got to deal with that. Hey, give us your challenge to fathers out there. Give us some hope. Okay. They're looking at these little kids. They're overwhelmed. How do I raise this new little guy? He's just a baby. Yeah. How do I maybe not do what my dad did to me? You know, how do I not blow it? You know, how do I not repeat the cycle? I've spent my whole life saying I'm not going to do what he did. I'm not going to go drinking. I'm not going to do the stupid stuff he did. And now here I am, tempted, being drawn away by, you know, and being giving in to my sin. How can you challenge? Will you please quickly challenge our fathers out there, just in terms of being godly dads? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say, number one, it's never too late. Never. And so as a result, now is a great time, especially with Father's Day coming up. Now is a great time to take the step to be man enough to say, I don't want to leave any infection in my kids. Number two, I would say in the book, Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds, that's available on Amazon, both in digital and in print copy. On the third chapter, there's a self-assessment tool that any dad can take a self-assessment tool real easily, real quickly. It's done by a professional counselor who's a great friend of mine, and it gives a great quick analysis of, is it likely that I have been a victim of father wounds, that it has impacted my life? Because if it has, it's very likely that inadvertently we're passing it on. Number three, there's always opportunity for forgiveness and restoration. And the rest of the book tells, how do you do that? How do you put the pieces together? First, to put things to bed in your own life that may be some wounds that you're carrying. And secondly, to make sure that you are taking every step needed and possible to heal them in the life of your kids and your grandkids. And they'll be thankful for that for the rest of their life. Mm. And Stu, you said, boy, all of us as dads have those feelings of inadequacy, and we don't want to pass on maybe some things that happened to us in our own life. And every dad struggles with, how can I be a perfect dad? And here's the answer. None of us can be. I mean, look at God. He created Adam and Eve as his first created children, and look how they turned out. I mean, they made some mistakes. No dad, as perfect as you can possibly try to be, can make sure that everything turns out just right. But you can make sure that you take all the steps possible to make sure that there's no shrapnel or collateral damage left in the background. Mm. That will infect your kids or your grandkids. Yeah. And the choice is yours. Your kids can't make it happen. You're the one, as dad, granddad, stepdad, who've got to take the step to do it and be man enough to say, I need help to make sure that those aren't caused by me.
Amen. Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much. What an encouragement. Get this book, and you'll be blessed. Ending the cycle of father wounds. Pick it up for your dad. Pick it up for your kids. Listen to this broadcast with your family. Share this broadcast with your dad. He may not listen to you, but he'll listen to this because we're calling him, Bob Records calling him, to love Jesus, to get with God, to get healing there, and to turn around and be a vibrant father to so many who need that love of the Father. Only by the grace of God can we love this way, and only by the grace of God can we point other people into the loving arms of Father God. Thank you, Bob Record. Right. You are a blessing, my friend. Thanks for being on.
Oh, thanks, Stu. And the easiest place to get it probably is Amazon.com.
Okay.
Bring it right to your home. And just go on to Amazon.com, go to the book section, and put in Ending the Cycle of Father Wounds. You can get it in digital format, or you can get it in print format. And it would be a blessing to any dad or prospective dad or stepdad or granddad with Father's Day coming up.
Super, yeah. And this is this book, Bob Record is the author, and his name has got two C's in it, B-O-B-R-E-C-C-O-R-D. He breaks the record for having the best spelling of the name Record, right, Bob? So
yeah, I think my ancestors must have stuttered. That may have been the problem.
Amen. Hey, we're going to connect next week by phone and catch up on a lot of other things and maybe make your own podcast and broadcast because you are such a gifted communicator, brother.